John Walker Lind is awaiting trial next month in a Virginia jail. His first court appearance yesterday generated quite a bit of airtime, which commentator Andre Codrescu finds absurd.
John Walker Lind represents nothing and nobody. He signifies neither a movement nor a generation, not even a grouplet. He is no Tokyo Rose, Ezra Pound, or John Reed. He is not even a typical Taliban soldier. The inordinate attention he is receiving is the expression of public frustration over our inability to catch the big bad guys. John Walker Lind is an embarrassing substitute for Osama and Omar. He is also a media convenient artifact. We know where he is, so he can report his every move, which is not, sadly, the case with the real culprits. If he is worth anything, besides a whole lot of ink, it is as an opportunity for the nation's moralists to call out liberals for allowing Californians to make exotic choices. And just to make sure that he appears bigger than he actually is, he is being called the American Taliban, as if he was somehow a whole army. The Taliban is an army. John Walker Lind, if he is anything, is a Talibanist or a Talibanchik or a Talibandit. Certainly not the American Taliban, which is a fiction. John Walker Lind got caught in a whirlwind and went with the flow. He signed on the dotted line without reading the small print. He is not even a good mercenary. There are plenty of soldiers of fortune who sign up for one war or another, not necessarily caring whether they might be injuring the interests of their country. We understand them and don't make much of them, even if we catch them and try them. Unfortunately, we are making something else of John Walker Lind, and his puny frame won't accommodate the projection. Let's get Osama and put Lind where he belongs, in the footnotes.